Hi, my name is Seth, and I work on the IA team. Today I'm going to show you a demo we built using the HTML5 Canvas Tag. We've developed this demo in partnership with Amazon.com, and you'll see that when you launch the demo, there's a bookcase drawn to the screen, and books come in and fill the shelves. These books are pulled live from Amazon's bestsellers list. You can look through the books, scroll the bookcase, scroll up and down, or search for yourself. So here I'll type in Microsoft. And the new search results are grabbed and added to the bookcase below the previous results. So if you find a book you like, you can click on it, open it up, and flip through the pages to view the product description, customer reviews, and other information about the book. So like I mentioned, this canvas, this demo was written entirely in Canvas, and there's one Canvas element that fills up the entire screen. You saw as I resized the window, we were able to intelligently add more shelves to the book bookcase display and make it look right in the particular window dimensions. So jumping over to the code, we can see a little bit about how we wrote this. So there's one render loop that we run through pretty much as fast as we can, and that's responsible for drawing everything to the canvas element on the screen. So let's look at what we do. First, we get the time delta, since the last time we drew to the screen. We get a reference to the canvas and the context that we want to draw to. We sort through all the objects to make sure they appear in the correct Z order. Then we clear the context, because we're going to redraw everything. And then we loop through all the objects to update them, and then finally draw all the objects. And each object knows how to draw itself, so all we have to do is pass a reference to the drawing context here, and the object will go ahead and draw itself to the drawing context. And finally, we update the frames per second meter at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. And this meter reflects how many times per second we're able to make it through that render loop. So one of the interesting things about writing this demo I found was that we're able to use interoperable DOM events to get notified when a user clicks on the canvas element. But then we don't really know which book or which object within the canvas element was clicked on. So to do that, we had to add some of our own mouse detection logic. So here's our click handler, and you'll see we get a reference to the mouse coordinates. So we store the mouse X and Y, and then we look through all of our objects and check to see which one, if any, was under the mouse when it was clicked. If we find a match, we call the onMouseClick function on that object to notify it and let it respond to the click, and then we break out of that loop. So this and all the other code in the demo is completely interoperable, and it works the same way in other browsers. So I'll open the demo in Chrome 5, and you'll see that it works much the same way. It starts out by going out to Amazon, requesting the data. It comes back, and the books are drawn to shelves, and everything looks the same. You know, it lines up, the books are in the right positions, everything's good. It just renders a little bit slower. We get about 8 frames per second here, and a little bit faster on the other side. So we're really excited about Canvas and what you can do with Canvas on the IA9 platform. And we hope that you'll go out to iatestdrive.com, where you can view this demo and lots of other cool demos, and then eventually build some of your own experiences. Thanks for watching.